an innovative approach to attack a homelessness crisis in the city of Providence as Shower to Empower makes its debut on Central Street in the city's south side. A partnership between the House of Hope Community Development Corporation, Team Williams, and the City of Providence, Shower to Empower describes itself as a one-of-a-kind mobile navigation unit offering showers and haircuts to the city's rapidly expanding and often overlooked homeless population. I drove to the Central Street location where Shower to Empower was set up this morning, and it's where I met Laura Jaworski of House of Hope, who gave me some background on the project.
So we're excited here today to have the first showers and haircuts offered through the Shower Empower mobile navigation unit. It's a 20-foot custom-built trailer that offers two hot shower stalls, a private medical exam space for medical navigation services, and then a flexible space where services like haircuts can be offered, but where other support services can be provided, as well as our outreach case managers can work as well and really take it beyond just that initial basic need provision, but then continue to work with folks and ideally eventually help them get into housing.
Right, and with the housing crisis in Rhode Island, do you see yourself as sort of an intermittent phase for an individual who might be in a tough place right now? Or, what would you say to those critics who say you're empowering people to just live on the streets?
So, in our work, we've been serving the homeless for close to 30 years, and in that time, we've never found someone that chooses to be homeless. Unfortunately, people are homeless for the simple fact that they don't have a place to live. It starts with that. Certainly, there are other things that come along. Certainly, addiction is a problem that comes in it. People are underemployed, lack of employment. There's a whole litany of reasons, but they're secondary. It's challenging. It's hard to find a place to live. The market's really tight, hard to be a renter, and certainly quite difficult to even become a homeowner, and it's often far beyond number our folks reach. But what we believe in is listening to the folks that we serve, asking them what their needs are. We heard loud and clear that safe access to a hot shower was one of those most critical of their needs. We were fortunate enough to be connected with Team Williams, who presented this idea and was really excited about it and passionate about it. And over the last 18 months, have worked really hard to see about making that concept happen as a reality. And that's why we're excited to be culminating in today's event, because it's kind of right in action, something that we've been looking forward to having come to fruition. So,
how's the turnout been? What sort of outreach have you done to the community, and what do you expect going forward? Do you think there'll be more of these mobile units out here?
Perhaps. You know, we've been doing street outreach around the state for close to 3 years now. A lot of it's been concentrated around the Providence metro area, just because that's where people typically are. It's where a lot of the services are. And so we've been sharing that the Shower to Empower unit is going to be coming online today with our folks. Today we've already given out 6 showers, made those available, and we have a number of folks that had haircuts today. I think folks would be pleasantly surprised to hear that the first person that came to get a shower was a young woman in her 20s who has been living in her car, who has been unable to afford an apartment, and she hasn't had a shower in 3 days, and she was getting ready to go to a job interview this afternoon, saw the information and stopped by this morning, and now she has not only the self-worth and the dignity to enter that job interview, but she can enter it confidently and be also take care of her body at the same time. So I think folks are often have a lot of misconceptions about who is homeless and what the face of homelessness really looks like, and I think it was demonstrated by the first person that accessed the shower units, I think would really surprise them.
Nearby, I met Brett Williams, founder and president of Team Williams, and the man who dreamt and created Shower to Empower. We talked about the process of getting Shower to Empower off the ground, as well as some of the opposition to the project that I had heard on talk radio while driving over.
Local guy living in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and I met Laura at House of Hope. It's been a great partnership. You know, quite honestly, we didn't know. I wish there wasn't a need for this. You know, it's actually, it was pretty sad kicking it off yesterday, because I wish we didn't have to do this, but we do. I spent a night last fall out in the streets and talked to the people, and you know, we did a lot of homework on this. It wasn't, we're not enabling anybody. We're trying to give them a hand up, not a handout. And, you know, they're human beings. A lot of people brag about adopting pets, and that's great. But, you know, help a human. I think that's what we should be doing. And this is took us over 2 years to get this thing done. And, you know, we're really happy with the way it's going. It's still new, and we're working the kinks out of it. But the people that came through here today were, I wish you could have saw some of the expressions on their faces. You know, you see their eyes light up.
Yeah.
I came up with this idea. I didn't come up with this idea. I saw a video on YouTube in London. There was a barber who grabbed a pair of razor, scissors, and a comb and walked down to a park and started giving people experiencing homelessness a haircut. And there was a connection between them, and you know, you could see at the end he put a mirror in front of their face and their eyes light up, like, you know, it gives them dignity and self-respect and above all hope. So that stuck with me. And then I saw another video about an organization out in the Midwest that was, they put showers into a box truck, drove down to a park, and were giving people showers. And I said, why the hell can't we do this, combine the two together? And Laura came up with the medical outreach, and we're going to get these people in the system, and hopefully this leads to employment. And, you know, if we can change one person's life where they can get a job, it has a multi-generational impact. They're going to move on, and hopefully they're never in the streets again.
Right, and there's been criticism that this doesn't benefit enough people to even make it worthwhile. It doesn't make a dent, but one life may be enough to justify this entire project. One life being drastically improved.
That's right. You're talking about, you get somebody off the street where they have employment and housing. It's a multi-generational impact. It's a web that will impact not just that one person. I know there's a lot more that we're going to be able to help in one, but that's kind of the way that we looked at this from the beginning.
And also just taking action like you have here, actually putting something into play, you know, rather than just sort of armchair Facebook posting or even being critical of this sort of activity. You're actually doing something to benefit people.
You can either sit on your hands or do something about it. So I'm choosing to do something about it. I was born in a shelter in Worcester, Mass., and my parents adopted me when I was 5 months old. I don't know where I would have ended up. So it's time to pay it forward.
For updates on this story, keep listening right here to the Bartholomew Town Podcast. In South Providence, Rhode Island, Bill Bartholomew for the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.